Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, hello. William.
Hi, who is this?
Yes, sir. It's Andy calling back here with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google. We spoke last Friday. How are you? How's your day going
Hi.
So far?
Is this Andy?
Say it again, sir.
Is this Andy?
Yeah, this is Andy with Local Splash. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing good. Happy Monday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was short-lived. You know, we can kind of count on those, but at least we're back at it, so that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, at least here in the West Coast and in California, it's sunny and warm, I hope.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. That helps out a lot, no doubt. No doubt. And
just where are you guys located in Los Angeles?
We're in Orange County, so it's the county next to L.A. Okay. County. So absolutely. I'm not sure
right.
if you're familiar with, like, Huntington Beach, Newport area.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a really big spot for our people to visit. And we're in the city next door. It's a city called Found Valley. It's a little inland. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right, right. So I didn't have time to put any photos together or do any work on that one while we talk about. But we can, you know, get going with the little information we have, and then I can do some more work on that and email your photos, the logo, and whatever else you need. So what can we do to get going today? What do you
yeah.
do for me?
Absolutely. We get the campaign started. We'll create the profile. We'll send over everything in writing. And then absolutely, we'll schedule out a client interview later on, probably tomorrow afternoon or in the morning, whatever fits your schedule. And that way you can have time to kind of have the photos ready, any specifics you'd like for the ad. And they're really smart, really analytical. Of course, we don't expect you to know about the exact zip codes. Of course, if you do, that's great. But we also have the analytics
right.
that kind of show us where they're searching.
Yeah, it's it better when we have that call for me to be in front of a computer. And
yeah, it'll help. It's not a requirement, but yeah,
it is. And I can just tell you the cities and the you know the area that I want to be in.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And hopefully you can look up the zip code and add them to the profile.
Oh yeah.
And, all right. So what should we do today?
Next step here, I'm just going to create the profile. We'll lock in the payment information, and I'll make sure to get everything sent to you in writing, and then we'll make sure to also lock in a client interview time. So whatever best fits your schedule tomorrow, we'll go ahead and put you in at that time slot so we can finish up that phone call. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Am I going to need the photos and everything else ready for that phone call?
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow that you need the phone call, the photos, any specifics like the logo or anything that you like. Yeah, cool.
Right, and,
but, yeah, you always have the option to send over, like, if you find other ones. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, if you find, like, other photos that you're kind of digging around your emails and you found some old ones, you could always send them over to us, and we could always upload them whenever you'd like via email or text
okay.
message. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll try to work on that tonight. So, if you could provide an email address, so I can, you know, just send them to you or whoever's going to set up the page so we can kind of be out of the game on that.
Yes, sir. I'll send that to you right now. And you can send them to me directly, but the best email for the technicians is photos@localsplash.com. But I'll send that to you right now.
Okay. Yeah,
and,
I'm driving right now, so if you could just email all that to me, I would appreciate it.
Of course. And I'll just create the profile. And for you, did you want to log in the $449 Google Platinum package, or did you want the $299 Facebook ad campaign?
Just going back, which one do you think is more efficient? Which one's going to generate more calls?
Really good question.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, with the ad spend with the Google, it's $300 directly into that ad spend. So that's a huge amount. So that's going to really help you out. Of course, that Google ad in the map is extremely profitable. So I recommend that Premier Platinum package. Oh, absolutely, the $449 is always the best way.
The Google Ads package we talked about, right? Because first we talked about the Facebook and the Google Maps.
Sure.
But then we kind of switched to the Google Ads for $449.
Yeah, that's the best bet, absolutely. Yeah, because it also comes with the technicians looking at the live Google Analytics. So like I mentioned, they look at conversion,
right.
how people are searching, and that's done every single day. So you're always programmed for the best. And yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Also covers directory submissions that are bundled in that are important for ranking as well.
Right. And how are you guys going to access my Google account? How does that work?
Really good question. So with the technician, when you do that client interview tomorrow, they'll walk you through the steps on how to add us as managers to your Google My Business page and then also the Google ad campaign so we could start working on the ad and also make any changes, adjustments. Google's constantly
okay.
updating new things, so we'll make sure that it's updated and current how they want it.
Okay. So that means I'll have to provide you guys with my password for my account?
I believe so. Yes, sir. I believe that's how it works. Or you'll kind of do it on your end. I believe there's like a manager tab that you allows you to kind of
okay.
you log into it and then you kind of add us. So the technician
all right.
kind of walk you through exactly what you need to do. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Sure. And then
all
creating.
So moving forward, do you need payment today? Is that what you need?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, just the form of payment. We're also going to just verify the information and what I have on file, just to make sure I have everything correct and accurate for your profile. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And verifying the name and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have Edge Painting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very nice. And then Google does allow just one number for the first page. Would you like to use the 203-526-6960 for new and potential clients for the ad and the map?
Yes, that's correct. 203-526-6960.
Yes, sir. And I have your email here on file. This is where we're going to send everything in writing. You'll get login credentials. You have access to your tracking system. You're also going to get your invoice with everything in writing, your updated price. Best email is edgepainting77@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes, that's correct.
You got it. And then, William, just to organize the campaign on our end, what's your last name?
Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E.
Got it. D-U-A-R-T-E. Thank you, sir. And as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 to 7. Very nice. And is it just Monday
yeah.
through Friday or 6 or 7 days out of the week?
Monday through Saturday.
Sure. Monday through Saturday. Perfect. And once you're done with the job, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash? Do you accept Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal, or Zelle?
We accept major credit cards, checks, and cash.
Okay.
We prefer not to use cash, but some people offer to pay with cash. But I guess you can just list as, checks and credit cards.
Sure. Checks and credit cards preferably. No problem. Awesome. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe an adjustment to the ad, maybe switch over a photo, switch over a city you want to target, any adjustments or changes are included with that first page campaign, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
So if I need to change, I can just email you guys and you guys tweak it the way I want.
Yeah.
Is that
interesting? Absolutely. Whenever you'd like, give us a call. We'll make any adjustments or changes. And you can also do it through the tracking system. So you could log in. If you don't have enough time to call us, you just send over a photo. We'll just make sure that it's Google compliant, and we'll send it to the revision
right.
team so they could upload it on your listing. Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Really easy, really fast. And, what I'll do here is just go ahead and apply the credit so we could lock in the price. Since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a 90-second voice verification, and it just outlines the service agreement that it's a locked-in rate. There's no added credits, there's no added fees or charges, and this part is just an added protection for you as well. Okay, William?
Right. You're also going to send me that contract via email, right?
That is correct. Yeah, you'll get it while we're both on the phone together. You'll get a text and also an email, with your invoice and then everything in writing with your terms. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Go ahead and apply the credit here. And in terms of securing the campaign for the $449, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
American Express.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
It's both. It has my name and the name of the business.
Okay. And the card number, whenever you're ready, William, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Okay. 3767.
Okay.
436668 1106.
Okay. And expiration date, month and year?
0227.
and the security code on the back of the card? Well, the front of the card, I believe.
Yeah, 8080.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. And the billing address for the AMAX, is it the same as the office, the 255 Lincoln Avenue?
That's Bridgeport? Correct. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Yes.
You got it. Perfect. And then what I'll do here is just go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance. Within 2 to 3 minutes, while we're still on the phone, you'll receive a text message and then also an email with everything in writing, your terms. And what I'm going to read off now is voice verification. So this part, like I mentioned, just outlines everything we talked about, that it's a locked-in credit.
Right.
And this part is on a recorded line, so absolutely. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read that off verbatim, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Perfect. And it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's just an added protection for you. Yes, sir. It states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
That's Painting LLC.
Thank you, sir. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
William Duarte, owner.
Thank you, sir. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And this is and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing effort during the term of your agreement?
And what does that mean?
Yeah, I can kind of explain that. It's kind of complicated. Basically, if anybody calls you and they want to offer something similar where they want to lock in the Facebook ads, the Google ads, the Google map, directory submissions, mm-hmm. If you hear things that sound similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have locked in with this.
Right. Got it.
Thank you. And then last part here says, for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is March 14, 2022, and the discounted amount of just $449. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew on the second payment at the same reduced rate at just $449. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your campaign at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 business days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to pause or discontinue the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All righty. Perfect. I want to be the first one to – go ahead.
It's a month-to-month contract.
That's correct.
A long-term contract.
No contracts. It's for 30 days at a time, so absolutely. Yeah, I want to be the first one to welcome you here to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. There's no question about it. So absolutely. Before I send this off to the Department of Finance to process, I just want to verify the card number before it's coded out in the system. Would you have that AMAX card in front of you just so I could verify it back to you?
Yes, I have it on with me right now.
All right, thank you, sir. So I have 3767. 4-3-6-6-6-8, and then have 1-0-0-6.
It's 1-1-0-0-6.
Oh, got it. No worries. So I'm missing that one, so let me go ahead and put that in there. Thank you. And then expiration is 2/27?
Yes.
And then 8080 is the security code on the back.
Right. You want to double-check the number again? Just make sure it's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go repeat it here. So I have 3767-4366-6811-006.
Correct.
Very nice. Thank you, sir. Perfect. So let me go ahead and send this out. And then within about 2 to 3 minutes, you'll receive a text message and also an email. Usually the text, it always lands the fastest. It'll just say your name. William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent over a copy of your invoice to your email, and it has also a live link where it asks you to click here to accept the subscription terms. So absolutely, look out for that. And, yeah, next order of business here is just locking in your client interview with the technician, and that's kind of where they get down to the analytics, the keywords, any specifics you'd like for your campaign, just so we could cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly across the Internet. And for you, as far as availability tomorrow, how does your schedule look? Are you more open in the morning, the afternoon?
How long would that call take?
Oh, yeah, great question. So it's usually about a 15 to 25-minute phone call with the technicians. So absolutely shouldn't take up too much of your time.
Can you do noon?
Sure.
Time?
Yeah, let's go ahead and open
can
it up here. Look.
9 a.m.?
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock. Let me see here. And, yeah, let me just double-check here with the technician. And it looks like, yeah, I do have an open slot. Perfect. I could put you in at that time. 12 o'clock, you said? And between 12 and 1, they're going to call you directly. And absolutely, really nice, really smart. If you have any photos, anything specifically you want for that listing, you know, have them ready. But that doesn't mean, you know, you can't send anything else later on, you know. So absolutely, if you come up with more photos, anything you want to change, that's what the programming is for. You can make any changes whenever you like. So absolutely.
Ideally, how many photos do you think we should get for the ad?
I think probably about 10 would be good. I mean, just so you can have a good variety, you know, of different kind of paints, different kind of styles, interior, exterior.
It can get kind of overwhelming, like,
you don't want too much, but you already have a website, so the website already has a good amount of photos. So absolutely, that's something I wanted to ask. You wanted us to promote the site, right? You didn't want us to redo it. I know you're kind of looking at ours, but What did you think?
I don't know. It's kind of bland, you know, that homepage. For some reason, I could not add the phone number, contact number right on the homepage, you know. So
I feel like
that's missing. And I don't know. Anything you guys could do to improve it a little bit?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm going to send over. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kind of hard to navigate. I feel like it's kind of bland, you know.
I see what you're saying. No worries. Yeah, you want that click, you know, that call to action with that number so they could call you. So no doubt. I mean, I'll send over an example of our sites. They're really nice. They also have a payment integration dashboard. So if you allow it, say you have like a PayPal or you want to, you know, connect your banking onto the site, they could actually pay you directly through our website. So it's really nice.
Right.
Makes it a lot easier for you to accept all forms of payments. But
right. Actually, payment for the website, I don't think that will work for the type of, you know, business we do.
No worries. Up to you. You could activate it, you know, whatever you like. We won't even show it at all if that's something you don't want. But that's just like an added feature later on if you want. You know, that's also included. So absolutely, some people, they like that, you know. But I'll send over an example of our site. It's going to be included with the program.
Is it your own website provider? Because I think I use GoDaddy now, so...
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does internally. Yeah, we don't have like a third party like GoDaddy or anything like that.
Right.
It's you'll have your technician.
It's your own platform.
Own platform, our own template, absolutely. So it's customizable whenever you guys like.
Okay.
So absolutely, check it out, and I'll send that to you right now as soon as I disconnect. And absolutely. But another thing you should be getting, I just want to verify that you're getting our messages, is the welcome text. And then also the welcome email. Usually the text, like I mentioned, it always lands the fastest because it's the mobile phone. But yeah, you'll get to, one of them's going to say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that by chance via text?
Yeah, I got that. I got two texts from you.
Oh, nice.
I got the long one and then a shorter one.
You
should click that link and activate the account. Is that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can, it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And, if you just open that up, it just has everything in writing. You're getting the campaign, the Premier Platinum Package, which is the Google Ads, the Google Map, the directories, the maintenance, and, you're also having a tracking dashboard that's included with the package. So it just outlines everything that we talked about and, your updated price. And then there's a section, on the bottom. Let me know if you have it open. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it's going to have a bright orange section where it says sign and confirm your signature, I believe.
Right. Let me see if I can sign here right now.
It's not really a signature. It's more like you type it in, you know. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of like when you pull. Yeah, just exactly how you see it. It's real case sensitive. So if the W is capitalized and the D in Duarte is capitalized, it would have to be, you know, capitalized. Absolutely. And then once you confirm it, It'll take you to a username and password section. So let me know once you see that. I could kind of walk you through what that is.
Okay.
So absolutely. And
oh yeah, I forgot to check that box.
Oh yeah, where it says I am authorized. I'm an authorized user.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm on the username and password.
Nice. So what that is for your tracking and reporting dashboard. So all of our campaigns come with those. It's really nice analytical. I kind of talked about it earlier. But once you finish up that client interview tomorrow, they're going to provide you with the credentials. So you can kind of disregard that page and close it out. You want to get that to tomorrow. So, and I'll send over a YouTube video. I think you've already got it, but I'll send it to you one more time just so you can check out that tracking system.
Okay, so so we're gonna create a password and the profile tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Yeah, they'll create the password and the profile, and absolutely make sure you have access to it. So yeah, you could kind of disregard that page.
Okay.
You got
and
it?
I already have a payment plan with Google Ads, so T-shirt guys are gonna handle it now. So what should I do with that?
Yeah, as far as the ad spend that you already spent, you know, obviously you pay off that budget, but from here on out, you don't pay Google Ads anymore. We're going to manage and maintain that for you, so you'll just pay us, not them.
All right, so should I just remove my card and just stop the payments? What should I do?
Yeah, absolutely. Remove the card, absolutely. That way they don't charge you per each and every click if you have the ad active. But you would have to pay for whatever you already use with them. But from here on out, we would be the one managing and maintaining that ad spend. And it's never going to go over $4.49. It's always that same rate, no added surcharge or click fee with that ad spend. So absolutely.
Okay. So you think $300 in Google advertising should be enough?
Oh, absolutely. We also get a reduced rate on the click. And we also have a technician and a technician team managing and maintaining that ad. So no question, it's going to be phenomenal. And one thing I recommend is, you know, once you're up there and you're seeing your ad and you're completing the jobs, ask them to write you a Google review, and that'll really help with the ranking and help you stand out for those new clients. So absolutely.
Right. I have a bunch of Home Advisor reviews. Is there any way to download those or just copy them? How does that work? Or
really?
Do the Google reviews have to be submitted by the client?
Yeah, it had to be directly to Google, Google.com. Since they're a third-party directory, they control those. But what we can do, since you already have a lot of reviews, we'll link kind of a link to that Home Advisor page on your web page. So it'll show up kind of like as a symbol. And if they want to, they could click on that, and it goes directly to the Home Advisor page. They could read those nice reviews. So absolutely, we could link it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be all organized, so no doubt. But, any questions, anything you need, just feel free to call us. And, you're all squared away for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
All right. How often should I contact you? Do I need to kind of call you just to see how things are going or
just let it write out. Absolutely. You also have the analytical tracking system. So that's going to give you stats on the keywords, how many impressions you're getting, what are the high-performing zip codes. And absolutely, so it's a really nice tracking system that kind of lets you see everything that's going on as well. So you could also see everything through that as well. So absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
if you need anything, we're here for you, though, no doubt.
Is that dashboard the same as the Google Ads that I have right now, or is it just through your website?
Yeah, it's the same exact analytics that you're seeing. It's just through our site, and it's easier to kind of view. It's easier to make changes. And any adjustments, it goes directly to your revision team so they can make the change for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still going to have access to my Google account, right?
You
guys are going to be better than it. All right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. You'll still have your reviews. Everything will still be there. It'll just be an enhanced campaign. You'll see more photos. It'll kind of stick out a little bit more, and it'll boost ranking. So,
That's great. You guys are basically just managing the campaign for me.
That's correct. Optimizing it, managing it, yes, sir, and promoting it.
Yeah, because like I said, we've been using it for a while, and I set it up myself. Maybe I did something wrong, and we have not done calls through Google Ads at all now.
This is going to happen.
They're mostly through Home Advisor, and hopefully if it works out well, we can even increase this spending if we need to, and just completely ditch common writing, you know, that would be the goal, you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Create your own footprint, and that's really what this is for. But absolutely, whenever you need to increase ad spend, you know, just give us a call. We could put as much as you need into that ad. But, that $300 is pretty, that's a really good amount. So, that's more than enough.
Yeah, if we get the call, there's no need to, you know, increase unless we, you know, can do more, you know, handle more work volume. But, so we'll see how it goes for now, as it is, with the 300 Google Ads spend limit.
Yep.
And then we can just adjust what needed.
Absolutely.
And again, I'll rely on you guys to let me know how it's going, you know, what I need to do. So,
If I
have any questions in the future, should I just contact you, or is it going to be somebody else that's going to be my account manager, whatever?
Absolutely. You have the customer support line that was sent over. So you'll get a quick text. I'm sure you got it already, but it's 877. It's the same exact number as mine, but their extension is extension one. So any account changes, any adjustments, it'll probably be faster to just reach them directly, and they'll be more than happy to help you with any changes you need in the future. Absolutely.
You'll probably just do the sales part of the team, right?
That's correct. The onboarding. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The creating of the profile. Absolutely. They handle more of the back office, the analytical tracking.
Right.
Yeah, sir.
And any technical issue from now on, I should contact the whoever manages that.
That's correct. Yeah, extension one. Whenever you need anything else, yes, sir.
All right. That's great.
Welcome, and absolutely. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And also have a wonderful rest of the week. If I don't talk to you as well, William.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for helping me set it up. Hopefully, it's going to work well, and we'll do business for a long time.
Oh, yes, absolutely, no question. I look forward to seeing you and seeing this campaign really be successful for this year, so no doubt. But
Thank you.
You got it, sir. Have a great day.
All right, and again, should wait till tomorrow for me to remove my card from the Google, from my Google campaign?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right away.
Yeah, I think you should ask the technician. I think you'll probably know better information on that. But once you're done with the technician phone call, yeah, absolutely. You don't need to pay per click anymore. We're going to be the ones as locked in as the managers. So I believe with Google's database, once they see us managing it, they might kind of already understand that, you know, you're not going to spend anymore. You're not paying for it yourself with the ads. But best bet. I mean, I just take it out just to be safe. So absolutely.
All right. So I'll wait till I talk to the tech tomorrow, and then so the ads don't stop for tonight and today and the rest of the day tonight. So, and then after tomorrow, I'll just remove it.
Yep, absolutely. That'll probably be the best bet.
Do I need to cancel my membership? Maybe the tech will be the best person to answer that question, right?
Yeah, he'll probably answer it correctly. I don't want to give you the wrong information, but more than likely, you're going to discontinue that, and then we're going to either just take over manager of the ad or just recreate a new whole ad campaign with your information.
Oh, okay.
Specifics. Yes, sir.
Right. All right, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yep. And
all
it shouldn't take no more than about
much.
15, 20 minutes tomorrow, so no worries. Yes, sir. You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to work on those photos tonight and get them ready and email it to you. And and again, what email should I send them to?
It's at photos@localsplash. So I sent over an email, with my email, and it's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's just photos@localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll look for that email, and then I'll send it maybe tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're also going to give you that same exact email tomorrow. I'm not sure if they have a different email, maybe specifically for that technician's inbox, but absolutely, they'll probably give you an email, a couple emails, just so you could go back and forth on any specifics you guys like. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's great. All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, sir. And have a great rest of the evening. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.